Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicky. How can I help you?
Yes, Vicky. I got an email from you guys stating that I was one of the 200 last week on Tuesday that had been picked for some kind of a reward. So I went down your list and looked at several of those things, and I thought, oh, that vacuum might be nice. And it said all I'd have to pay is the $4.95 shipping.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I clicked on that, automatically it told me I had a bill of $39 something cents, and there was no place to cancel it. There was no way to do anything. So I waited to see if it posted, and it posted on my account yesterday, and it's gone through today. I sent an email right along with it to you guys on the bottom of the page. I had a place there, and I just put, I am Robert Braun. Cancel my order if I must pay more than $4.95 shipping.
Okay.
And I did it the same day. It was ordered by, I guess, on the email there.
Okay, sir. Hey, may I have your zip code so I can pull up that account so I can look at it?
Sure. 66067.
Thank you. One moment.
Mm-hmm. And I've got a copy of all these things. But
okay, what's your first and last name, sir?
Robert Gruenwald, RobertGruenwald.
Okay, just one moment, please. And how long ago did you place the order? I don't care.
It was placed on, what day is this? I've got the email in my hand. May 29th, Saturday.
Okay. Give me just a moment to try and locate that account.
Okay, you want the confirmation number?
No, sir, I don't need it.
Okay. It was done at 11:52 a.m.
I see it. Just a moment. Let me pull it up.
All righty.
Okay, now, can you explain to me what happened again?
Okay, it said I had won an award from the U.S. I thought it was post office. I just got a box from them.
Mm-hmm.
It said USPS. Here is USPS.
Right.
And I won an award from them. And this was some of my options. All I had to pay was the shipping of $4.95. So I found one of them I liked, clicked on it. And then it told me after I processed, put my name and everything in there, that they were going to charge me $39 or something, $39.95, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
And all they had told me before that point was it was going to be $4.95.
Right.
All they were going to charge me was $4.95 for shipping.
Okay, so you saw something saying that they were going to charge you the $39.85, and then what happened?
Well, then I saw that, and I sent them an email that stating that if it cost more than $4.95 shipping, that I didn't want to cancel it.
Okay. I don't think the appropriate thing to get it canceled would have been an email, because it wasn't canceled.
Okay, there is an email. I just read it to you. It said, I am still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello? I am Robert Grunwald. Cancel my order if I may. If I must pay more than the $4.95, I gave him my phone number so I could even call him. That was then 2 minutes after I ordered it.
I understand that. What I said, sir, was that the email, you emailing them was not an effective means of canceling it because it's still on your account. I didn't say you didn't make an email. I said evidently that wasn't the procedure to cancel it out. So give me just a moment to look over this account, see what I can do, okay? I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
All right, thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you for holding for me. I've refunded that $39.85 back to your MasterCard ending 4563. Please allow 3 to 5 business days before you see it back on your card, sir.
Okay. Do you have an ID number or anything?
I have a cancellation number for you.
Okay.
Can it be C as in cancel? 91-92.
Okay, 92.
60. 321 60321.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good evening.
Okay, you too. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.